Yeah, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, we left off yesterday in the Sugya of Hezek Re'iyah, where we had two explanations, just to recap for a second, two explanations in our Mishnah as to what the case is in the first line. Two partners are splitting a field, and they are both interested in building a wall. So there are two possible ways of learning the Mishnah. The first is that the field is something that has to be split. That's not up to them. Or, you know, one of the parties can petition. Obviously, they can remain together if they would both like, but one of the parties can petition unilaterally for them to split the field because each one will end up with a sizable amount on their own. And what is it that they decided to do together was to build a wall. That's the first explanation of the Mishnah. The second explanation of the Mishnah is, no, that they... that the field... Feel that they own together is not big enough to unilaterally split. You know, one party can't petition and force the other to split the field because it's not big enough. They're each going to end up with a sizable portion on their own. What did they choose to do together was to split the field. Once they split the field, then obviously they have to build a wall. That's, you know, without a doubt. They obviously have to build a wall. So our Gemara goes back and forth within these two perspectives. The difference will be whether Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, meaning is it that one of them, once they split the field, they can compel him to build a wall because otherwise he's watching him while he's doing his activities? Or no, that even after they split the field, you can't compel him to build a wall. It's only because they chose to do so together in Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. And that's where the Gemara ends up on Beis Mebeis, Gimel Mera'af, we're going to reverse course. But for now, the Gemara assumes that they only built the wall because they both agreed to do it. And Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. So the Rimi Gash over here, on the top of the Sheet of Mar Mekarmis, asks, how do you necessarily see that Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek? From the fact that they only have to build a wall if they both agreed to do it. Time of the Ratzu, Halu Ratzu, Mechavin Oysoy, Alma Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. Don't you see from here, Hezek Re'iyah is not Shmei Hezek. So he says, how do you know that that's necessarily the case? Man Lei Mogondi Mishum Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek, who? How do you know they don't have to build a wall because watching someone else in their field is not called damaging him? Maybe it is. But here, look, you can always be meichel to a neighbor. It rarely happens, right? But you could always like your neighbor and say, yeah, it's all good, man, you know? All good in the hood. I don't care if you watch me while I'm sunbathing in my backyard, hanging out my laundry, playing with my kids. I'm all good. I don't care, you know? Having my family barbecue, it's fine. We're close as, you know, blood brothers. I don't care. And then, later on, we have a falling out, as inevitably will happen, and now I say, you know what, I want a wall, and I petition you to build a wall. So the Rimi Gash says, maybe that was the case, meaning maybe if you have two neighbors, as we said yesterday, good walls makes good neighbors, so two neighbors, so really, you know, they should have to build a wall, because Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, just here, they got along, and they said, we love it, our kids go back and forth, it'd be like a bungalow here, it's fantastic. Then all of a sudden there's a falling out. Now he chooses he wants a wall. So maybe there, that's only if they both agree, because they were both Michael initially. Maybe, I mean, if they'd never been Michael, of course he could have asked for a wall. Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. But here you were Michael. So now, once you were Michael, you want to back out from the Mechila, that you need both of them to agree. But maybe Li'olam, you know, on the books, Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. So that's what the Rimi Gash asked. From the time of Man Leim Alon, the Mishum Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek, who? Dilma Li'olam Eim Elokha, the Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. Maybe, you know, two new neighbors move onto the block. They can petition each other to build a wall. Here, he can resist. They have a chazaka as living in bungalow style. If they had no such arrangement before, even if both don't want it, they can force each other to build a wall because Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. Meaning maybe that this is just talking about not the first moment that these two moved into the property. They were living next to each other, right? They shared the field all along. Maybe that's the reason why they have to agree to build the wall. But if they hadn't been living this way all the time, maybe, he could force the other one to build a wall. So, shtei tshuvas b'davar. Chada, why would you assume that that's the case? We're talking about people who are machaimish and they're living together like a bungalow colony. Why would you assume that that's the case? Presumably we're talking about, you know, all cases, or generically, laws are typically formulated to suit, you know, the broadest of circumstances, or, you know, vague specifically so, to include the most amount of the stam case. The stam case is not that they have this kind of arrangement beforehand. So man lay malon, the hani shutvi aksuki the dari hachi. The minute they split the field, one of them says, I want a wall. Even though when we jointly own the field, we ma chaimish, who's to say I want to go that way afterwards? Here there was no previously established living arrangement. The fact that they own the field together, the niflug beruchos, the chazakah, that's not a chazakah for after they split the field. Mishum daha. They didn't have two portions necessarily to be makbid, but maybe once they have two portions, a previously arrangement doesn't carry over. Then he says something that's a little bit more conceptual. Even if they were living this way, even after they split the field, they said, let's keep this going, the bungalow. Everyone split their portion. They decided to continue this arrangement. There's no chazaka when it comes to hezek re'iyah. Mishum dehezek kavuahu ukekutra ubeis kisei domi. This is an entirely different kind of a circumstance. When someone is being mazik you, even if you initially don't care, at a certain point you have the right to change your mind. When it comes to hezek, when it comes to being mazik. Right. If I'm moicho and alone, once I'm moicho, we mentioned this far already, once I'm moicho and alone, the loan is forgiven. When I'm moicho and a hezek, it's constantly in flux because you're damaging me. So I might not necessarily sue you the first time, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't reserve the right to change my mind and sue you later, right? I could press charges later. The fact that I don't press charges right away, it doesn't necessarily impact how I foresee going forward. So even though he might have been living this way initially, if hezek riyashmei hezek, it would have been a real hezek. Whoa, then even if we had such an arrangement, I could change my mind. So that's how the Rimi Gash says, from the fact that they only built the wall because they decided to do it together, that's how we know hezek real lavshme hezek. If it would be hezek, even if we had such an arrangement, we bought chaimish, we were together, we invited, married and mechutanim and whatever, we love each other. It doesn't matter. Someone, if hezek real shme hezek, we could decide to change our mind later. And from the fact that they only have to build a wall together, you need both of their consent, implies hezek riyah lavshmei hezek. Okay, we'll come back to this far in a second, of the Rimi Gash. But just in the continuation of the Gemara goes back and forth. Is this true? Hezek riyah shmei hezek, watching you in your field, is a hezek, is not a hezek? So the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the next line in the Mishnah. The next line in the Mishnah says, v'chein begina, whatever we said with regards to two adjacent fields, that they have to build a wall if they mutually agree, and the wall has to be so thick, and it has to mutually rest on both of their properties equally. The same is true in a garden. Now, what is the case of a garden? So have a look later on Dav Daradam and Aleph. The Gemara picks apart that language in the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says, V'chein begina, makam shenagu ligdom achai v'noisai. So to in a garden, V'chein begina, makam shenagu ligdom achai v'noisai. A place where they have the custom to build a wall, you're obligated to build a wall. Each one can compel the other one. Ava bebika, in a valley, makom shenagu shaloi ligdor, that's a place where you don't have the custom to build a wall, ein mechai v'noisai. You don't obligate it. So the Gemara struggles how to read this line because of inferences back and forth. You don't have to go about it in the whole back and forth of it, but just look at the last two lines of that little section of the Gemara between the two dots towards the bottom of the Adam and Aleph. If the Gemara comes to the conclusion, about Ella Amar Rava Hakikatani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Chain Stam Gina, Kemakum Shenagu Ligdor Dami. Stam Gina, even if there is no custom on the books, there is no official custom, even at the water cooler or at the the pizza shop. There's no Stam custom in this town. Al Pi Halacha, you can force the person to build a wall. V'chein stam gina, a regular gina without any kind of minhagim kavuim, k'mokum shenagu ligdor dami. You can force him, you can compel him to build a wall. Stam bika, if you have no minig in a valley, k'mokum shenagu dami ve'ein mechayv noisai. Then it's as if there's no custom to build a wall, and you cannot obligate him to build a wall. So stam gina, even if there is no minig, there's no practice, these people are settling a new area of, I don't know, there is no unsettled area anymore, but whatever. But I don't know. Is there uncharted territory anymore? The moon. Evil man.
Serbia.
I didn't expect an answer, but okay. Fantastic. Okay. Okay. Where is that? Where is that on the risk board? Yeah. Is it true?
No. Go look up Lieberland.
Lieberland?
Lieberland.
Again?
Lieberland.
Like Luxembourg, Lieberland?
No. It's on the border of Serbia.
If you know what it is.
Like Lieber's Candy, Lieberland?
No, L-I, not the Jews.
Oh, Lieberland.
Yeah, but it's called Lieberland.
It's a German name?
Yes, it is.
Interesting. So if we're settling in Lieberland, or Lieberland, however it's pronounced, so Stam, and there'd be a Yiddish Geschäft over there. There'd be a Jewish town, Yiddish Shtetl. So then we would say Stam Gina Kamakum Shanagu Shaloy Ligda. Kamakum Shanagu Ligda, Bika Kamakum Shanagu Shaloy Ligda. So Rabbi say, turn back to Beis Mabeis. Says the Gemara Zoi, Vechei Tashma, Vechei Megina. Now Gina, what do you see from the Gina? So Taisus there fills in, hey, look at the Gemara later on, Darum and Aleph, where we said Stam Gina Kamakum Shanagu Ligdar Dami, meaning even if there is no minig, you gotta build a wall in a Gina. You have to build a wall in a Gina. And one can compel the other one to build a wall in the Gina. So don't you see Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek? Don't you see in a Gina, even if there is no minig, it's Kemakum Shanagu Ligdar. Why is a Gina, do they have to, it's like there's a minig to build, and one of the parties can compel the other one. Why can I compel you to build a wall in a Gina where not for the fact that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek? And what did it mean in the first line in the mission when it said that they agreed mutually to build a wall? It doesn't mean they agreed mutually to build a wall. What it's talking about is they agreed mutually to split the field. Building the wall? Of course you have to build a wall. Once we split the field, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Ah. So don't you see from the fact that you have to build a wall in the Gina, they have to build a wall in the Chatzar too, because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. What did they agree in the first line of the mission to do together was to split the field. But to build a wall, of course you have to. So that's the raya from the line later on in the Mishnah. Tashma v'chei megina. Don't you see? You have to build a wall in a gina. Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Says the Gemara, no. Gina shiny k'de Rabbi Abba. A gina is different. Because we have a statement from Rabbi Abba, Marav Huna, Marav. Asa li'adam lamad b'stei chaver b'shashi omedes b'koy maisel. You cannot watch your friend's produce growing in his field. Why not? Rashi explains, ayin hara. Because you're going to give him an ayin hara, as we say. You're going to make his field wither because I looked askance at it. Not today, but we're going to have to decipher what exactly is this ayin hara all about. Is this spiritual? Is this physical? Is this... What's going on over here with this ayin hara? I think the answer to that might be surprising, but be that the Gemara has ayin hara all over the place. I mean, so to deny the existence of ayin hara is going to seem... is going to be challenging. But there are those who do it, but the Gemara here seems to assume that it is a force to be reckoned with. So you're not supposed to watch your friend's field while it's growing. I might give it an ayin hara and cause it to decline. So that's why you have to build a wall. You don't have to build a wall in the Gina. Nothing to do with Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. It's because of ayin hara. I'm going to watch his produce growing. Let's say there's no produce growing. I can watch his field. I don't have to build a wall. Because this was a place that was planted, usually a Gina, a garden. They didn't grow daisies. They were growing tomatoes and whatever, produce, carrots, I don't know. So I'm going to watch it growing. I'm going to look at it and say, hey, that guy's doing well. He's a wealthy guy. What's going on in mine? Why him? Not me. Look at him. I daven better than he does. And that's the whole story. I'm going to start being jealous of him. I'm going to create an ayin hara. That's why you're not allowed to watch his stuff growing. Nothing to do with Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. The problem is, the Mishnah continues. V'chein agvio v'gozis. The Mishnah said, V'chein begina. So too in a gina. Meaning just like you have to build a wall in a chatzar that we split, we agreed to split it, but once we split it, you have to build a wall. V'chein begina, and so too in a gina, you have to build a wall. Sounds like these are related halachas. If this is ayin hara motivated, what is it doing in our Mishnah talking about building walls between chatzeros where no one's growing anything? V'chein katoni, no, agvil v'gozis. Katoni, agvil v'gozis. The v'chein is going on, the rules of building walls are universal. Whatever the motivation might be. Here it might be because of ayin hara. There it's because of Hezek Re'iyah. Doesn't matter, the rules of building walls, how thick it has to be, how much property, whose property it's on, that's the same. But li'olam, the reason why I have to build a wall in the Gina has nothing to do with Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, it's only because of ayin hara. So our place, we tried to bring a raya from the Gina. You have to build a wall in the Gina, must be Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. That's why we have to build a wall, even if Makam Shaloi Nagu Ligdar, Stam Gina is Kemakam Shaloi Nagu Ligdar. Because Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek. That's why we have to build a wall. The Gemara says, no. And the Gina is something else. The Gina is something else. That's because of Ayin Hara. That's how the Gemara learned. The Gina is something else. That's because of Ayin Hara. How do we conclude? It sounds like in the Gina is different. The Gina is Ayin Hara. What if you would hold Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek? Would that apply in the Gina? If I have to build it, we're saying maybe Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. You know why you have to build a wall in the Gina? That's Ayin Hara. So even if Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, and you can't compel your friend to build a wall between two Chatzeros, in the Gina you can. Because Ayin Hara, secondary concern. What if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek? Which is how we paskin, by the way. Sorry to ruin it. Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the drama. Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So in the Gina, there'd be two reasons to build a wall. Huh? All the more so. Yeah. Look at the Rambam, though, Chevron. Perk Beis, Halacha Tezayin. Says the Rambam, Kama Goyva HaKoyso, how tall does the wall have to be between two properties to prevent Hezek Riyah? Ein Pachas Me'Arba Amos, which makes sense. How tall is Arba Amos? About 7 feet. V'chein Begina, and so too in Egina, Koyfeu Laha, never met it. I'm sure there are Jews taller than 7 feet, but it's pretty good for Jews, right? So 7 feet will exclude most of the population. V'chein Begina, so too between two gardens you have to build a wall. 10 tefachim. How tall is 10 tefachim? 3 feet. So the two chatzeros, 7 feet. The two ginas, 3 feet. You excluded the preschool from watching you, but what are you going to do with everybody else? So the Ravid pounces. Amar Avram, Zeh Shibush Godol. Koiso Arba Amos. Of course, in the Gina, you also need 4 Amos. If Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek certainly applies in the Gina too, and how much do you need to prevent Hezek Riyah? 4 Amos. Why should the Gina be any different? If Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek should apply in the Gina, we thought, the Gina, there's another concern because of Ayin Hara. So even if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, still have Ayin Hara to contend with. But if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek certainly should apply in the Gina, what's going on? So the Migdal Oiz commentary, the Rambam quotes that the Chachmei Luniel asked this question to the Rambam himself. And he responds the following way. She'ela lohaisa la'anoshim gedom kamochem lishol. Such a question, people like you should never have asked. I once, when I was in Rav Shech this year, he used to make a big deal about wearing tchelis. I think he still does, but as everybody knows. So when I first got married, I did wear tchelis. I have my own opinions about it. We can talk about it another time. But I don't anymore. But my brother-in-law, who I was just marrying into the family, and I was wearing tchelis. My father-in-law was a Talmud of Rav Shechter. He also wore tchelis. My brother-in-law also wore tchelis. But I have one brother-in-law in Shara Torah. He didn't wear tchelis. So now I think one of the Rebbeim in Shara Torah does wear tchelis. Anyway, at the time, he sent a letter to all the Gedolim asking them, why don't they wear tchelis? It's a good argument. Maybe the murus trunculus is the tchelis. Maybe it chilazin. Maybe it isn't. Why not? Savik derais lefamra. So he wrote letters to all the Gedolim at the time. Letters in the days of letters. He wrote letters to the Gedolim at the time, asking them this kasha. So the only one that responded was Rav Palm. So Rav Palm said, it's too difficult for me to write back. So come and see me. So he was going to see Rav Palm. I said, I'm coming. So we went together to go see Rav Palm, just me and him. And must have been in the year 2000. I don't know what year Rav Palm died. It was 2 years before Rav Palm died. So we went to Rav Palm's house, and he didn't go to yeshiva anymore in those days. He had to go to the house. We went to the house. The Rebbetzin opened the door, and Rav Palm was upstairs. We had to wait it downstairs. The Rav Palm came downstairs, and then finally, so we sat down. We were schmoozing. We asked him, the kasha about the tchelas. What he said, if it's for another time, we can talk about his response later. But then after our conversation, he went back upstairs. So the Rebbetzin, who was listening in on this whole conversation, the Rebbetzin sat there. She was like the caretaker. She said, you bothered my husband for such a klutz kasha? Like, I didn't think it was such a klutz kasha, but she's like, she chased us out of the house. How dare you, such a klutz. Anyway, stupid kasha. Anyway, that's what the Rambam says to the, I thought it was a big issue, but that's what the Rambam says back to these Chachmei Luniel. She'ela lo haisa la'anashim gedayim kamoichem lishol. This is a klutz kasha. You should have thought a little bit more before you sent the letter. Why? V'chilo shiny ben hezek re'iyah. It's a great kasha. V'chilo shiny ben hezek re'iyah. Shu hezek gadol vaday. Shira adam chaveru be'eshu oimid v'yoyesh v'yoyesh t'arachav. U'ben hezek re'iyah shira kamas chaveru mishum eino bisha. In a gina, there's only ayin hara. In a chotzer, there's hezek re'iyah shmei hezek. You're watching me while I'm doing my activities. You don't see the difference between them? Ayin hara versus hezek re'iyah? She'elu divrei chasidus heim. Ayin hara. It's divrei chasidus. The Rambam called it. Shloya ayin bo ba'ayin hara. Voice says, Shina, that's enough. 3 feet, 10 tefachim. It's really not la halacha, this whole ayin hara story. The ikar has a kriya b'chatzer, makam shebnei adam dorin, of a begino shachat sheirois, and that which you're going to tell me has a kriya and a gina too, there's no has a kriya and a gina. Where's the has a kriya where people live? Ein tzarech arba amas v'shein derech bnei adam wadu beginois, but between two fields, you need 10 tefachim in order to make sure no one steals from someone else. So you got to have something. Otherwise, we're going to. I have tomatoes growing. You have tomatoes growing. Which are your tomatoes? Which are my tomatoes? We got to know who's what. What's what over here? So you have to have the minimum size mechitza, 10 tefachim. That's the minimum size mechitza in halacha, 3 feet, to know whose property is whose. But that's it. What? First of all, the Rambam machtevek with Ayin Hara. The Rambam says, that Ayin Hara thing, divrei chasidus. We'll have to see the Rambam's other perspectives on Ayin Hara and the Maran Avukum and other things. Fine. The Rambam's not so thrilled about Ayin Hara. Okay, that's fine. Neither here nor there. It seems to be, the Gemara seems to be pretty concerned about it, but we'll deal with that another time. But then the Rambam says, yeah, and the Hezekri and the Gina, nah, there's no Hezekri and the Gina. What do you need? 10 tefachim to make sure no one steals from someone else. Hezekriah, watching him in this field doing private activities, nah, they never applied in the Gina. The Gemara thought it did. The Gemara tried to bring a raya that Hezekriah is Hezek from the Gina. So if there's no Hezekriah in the Gina, how can we bring a raya from the Gina to the bigger discussion about Hezekriah, Shmei Hezek? It's a shtick of lapella, what's going on over here? So Muka Yosef gives you the pshat in the Rambam, you know, technically in the Sugya. Why? Maybe the Rambam would concede that initially we thought, you know, that Hezek Re'iyah applies in the Gina in the same way that it applies in a Chatzer. But when the Gemara ended up saying, no, you know why you have to build a wall in the Gina? Because Ayin Hara. Ah, but it says in the Mishnah, V'chein Begina, which implies it's the same as a Chatzer. The Gemara said, that's only going on the rules, the size and the thickness of the wall. But that's not really actually talking about the Etzem Halacha. So the Rambam might feel that in terms of the connection now between the Gina and the Chatzer, we took a pivot. We initially thought the Gina and the Chatzer were the same kind of Hezekriah that applies in the Chatzer applies in the Gina too, and we pivoted now. And we said, no, maybe the only thing they have in common is the thickness and the size and the placement of the wall, but maybe conceptually they're different. And the Gina only requires the wall because of Ayin Hara, the Chatzer requires the wall because of Hezekriah, and if you're not going to be concerned with Ayin Hara, so then you're pretty much good to go in the Gina. Meaning maybe the Gina at this point, and even though we do conclude Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, maybe at this point we already pivoted out of the Gina, and the Gina we can now concede is a whole different discussion. So look over here in the Mukha Yosef, that's how you're going to Pshah on the Rambam. Because of the Rambam Shuvayisov, Shei Mechayv and Ligdor Begina Bebeka or Mechitza Yud. You only 10 Tvachim, Kideshi Anitbos Keganov. So I know who's stealing from who. Well, who, what belongs to who. Avamokam Hezek Riyah Ein Bohem. Mishum Hezekriah, there's no Hezekriah in the Gina. Even though that's exactly where we attempted to derive the principle of Hezekriah was from the Gina. V'chein, that was only when we thought the word V'chein was discussing Hezekriah. Aval Kevon, the Maskina V'chein Agvil, that the V'chein in the Mishnah is really talking about the thickness, the placement, you know, of the wall. Hadrinon, we retracted the La Mishum Hezek Re'iyah. It's not because of Hezek Re'iyah in the Gina. You know, it's rather because of Ayin Hara. And even though the High Terutz Alibi the Mandama Loishme Hezek, Itma Mikomokum Kushtahochi. Even though that was only in the course of the discussion within the one who holds Hezek Re'iyah La Mishum Hezek, the Rambam accepted it La Locha. Okay. That's the technicalities of it. Maybe. However, Reb Nachum suggests differently. And I think we need to explain what he says, because I think it's compelling. that maybe, no, maybe all along in the Gina, no one was ever discussing the same kind of Hezek Re'iyah that you have in a Chatzer. The Mukha Yosef shot is technically, you could bring, you know, you could stoop it into the circuit. The problem with the Mukha Yosef's Teretz is you rarely find the Gemara making an about face 180 degrees. You rarely find the Gemara saying, you know what, let's bring a proof that Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek from the Gina and derive from there for a Chatzer, and then pivot completely 180 degrees and say, you know what, Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek exists in the Chatzer, doesn't even exist in the Gina in the first place. You rarely find the Gemara, I mean, the Mukha Yosef says that, so I'm Mukha Yosef knew Gemara better than I did, but, you know, better than I do, but you rarely find it. It's a doichuk. It's a doichuk. So therefore, Reb Nachum suggests otherwise, other Achranim suggest similar, that no, the Hezek Re'iyah of the Gina was never similar to the Hezek Re'iyah of the Chatzer, but they are connected. The Hezek Re'iyah of the Chatzer was a Dawud Amos wall, 7 feet tall, to make sure no one watches their friend in their field. The Hezek Re'iyah of the Gina was not the same as the Hezek Re'iyah of the Chatzer, but they are connected, founded on the same principle. What was the Hezek in the Gina that someone might steal from their friend? That's all we were discussing all along. But those two issues are connected. So if you believe that in a field you need a 7-foot wall, Dal Amos, in a Chatzer, in a Gina, you believe you need a 10-tefach wall. And if you believe you need a 10-tefach wall in the Gina, you believe you need a 7-foot wall in the Chatzer. Those two are connected. Let's read it inside. Over here, Ois Daud. He doesn't like the Mukha Yosef either. The classic Hezek Re'iyah of the Chatzer has no place in the Gina. In the Gina all along, all we were considering was a Hezek Re'iyah of 10 Tefachim, G'day Shia Nitfas Lov Kaganav, in order so everyone should know whose belongs to whose. What then is the Hechach of the Gemara? How did you want to prove from the Gina to the Chatzur? But be your Hechach of the Gemara, may a Mishnah Tzarech Leimar, you must say, the Dina the Nitfas Lov Kaganav, that Halacha, that you need a 10 Tefach wall, 3 feet between the Ginos, to distinguish who, you know, who belongs to whose. The Dina, the Hezek Re'iyah, the halacha not to see someone else's property and interfere with their privacy, tuluyim zebazeh, are dependent one on the other. Do man disfiri hezek riyo goish me hezek? If you don't hold up hezek riyo, you also don't hold. You need a wall to separate between the properties for gneva. If you hold that hezek riyo shme hezek, you do need a wall to separate between the properties for gneva. So meaning maybe all along, we pass in Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, but what that means in a Gina is not that I can't watch you using your Gina. What that means is we need a 3-foot wall to make sure no one steals one from the other. What does Hezek Re'iyah have to do with the fact that no one should steal from their friend? How are those two issues dependent one on the other? Chevri, you hear how he's learning the Sugya? He's learning the Sugya that according to, and you have to say this according to the Rambam, something like this, that the Gina and the Chatzah were never the same, but based on the same principle. Never the same in application, but the same in principle. And that is, if you hold Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, in a Chatzah you need a 7-foot wall, in a Gina it requires a 3-foot wall just to prevent Geneva. What does Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek have to do with preventing Geneva? So Reb Nachum gives one explanation. I'm not sure this is exactly what he means. I think the two could be explained as resting on the same principle in light of a Chakira that the Achrayim have. Reb Ruvain Grzovsky has this Chakira in the Chidusha Reb Ruvain. We can think of it on our own, though. Not taking anything away from Reuven. What does it mean, Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek? I'm watching you use your property. I'm interfering with your privacy. So that can mean one of two things. What that can mean is, I'm like the paparazzi, taking pictures of you while you're sunbathing and posting it online, and that hurts your reputation, and you lose money as a result. The Jewish paparazzi, taking pictures of people, sunbathing inappropriately, or gedolim, There's a gedolim paparazzi too, by the way. Okay. Maybe something along those lines. Or maybe what Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek means is that you are going to be inhibited from using your property because I know you are watching me. Those are two separate things. One is, I was caused a loss because you publicized how I spend my time in my yard. The other It's not a loss necessarily, like, you're damaging me. I'm getting damaged because I refuse to walk outside because I'm afraid of my shadow knowing that you're going to be watching me. So I lose access to my chatzah because you're watching me. Have you here? That's two perspectives in Hezek Riyash Mehezek. So even though we pass in Hezek Riyash Mehezek, what's the pshat? So I believe that the Rambam understood the pshat is Hezek Riyash Mehezek, I'll be inhibited from using my property. Because I won't sunbathe, I won't play with my kids because I know you're watching me and I don't like being watched. So it's creepy. It's fine. So I can't use my chatzah. In Egina, no one does private activities in Egina. What do? I grow my produce. But I'm not going to grow my produce knowing that you're next door unless we have a what? A wall that prevents stealing back and forth. It's not the same as the chatzah. Chatzah, people do semi-private activities. What are you doing in Egina? I'm growing produce. So how does Hezekiah apply to produce? That's what the Rambam says. You're not going to grow your carrots because I'm watching you? So maybe you'll tell me Ayin Hara. But the Rambam's not concerned with Ayin Hara. How can you do that? The Gemara seems pretty concerned with Ayin Hara. Yaakov Avinu blesses Yosef. You know, Ben Peras Ale Ayin. Yosef, Yaakov Avinu says, okay, fine, that's the Rambam's problem. We'll deal with it another time. But the Rambam's not concerned with Ayin Hara. So the only issue in the Gina is Hezekiah. What does Hezekiah mean in the Gina? No one does private activities there. I'm going to be prevented from using my field for planting. Why would I be prevented from using my field for planting? Because you're next door. Because you're going to steal from me. You're going to say, oh, that's mine. This is mine. That's yours. So I need a wall? Here, I don't need a wall. 7 foot tall, no one should see me. I need a wall to prevent Geneva. 10 tefachim, I'm 3 feet tall. But the two are the same principle. What's the principle? I will be prevented from using my field because you are there. So then that could apply to a chatzah, could apply to a gina too. That was the only way the Rambam could have justified applying Hezekiah to a gina. It's not in the same circumstance I will be prevented from doing private activities there. I'll be prevented, from using it fully. The same could apply to growing produce. I'm afraid you're going to steal from me. But that's where the Rambam felt maybe there it's enough with Yitzchak. But the two issues are still related. Is you preventing me from using my field because I have anxiety about going inside? Healthy anxiety, perhaps. Just aware that people, neighbors talk, whatever. So I'm aware. I was shoveling. I remember my neighbor texting my wife, why is the rabbi shoveling with his hat on? I was like, what do you care? Like, I came home from yeshiva. I still had my hat on. I couldn't get in the house. And she's like texting. I'm like, I don't even see you. Like, where are you? The neighbor moved. And they were good friends. So it was all in good humor. But every time I was shoveling, she's texting my wife. I was like, why is he shoveling? And where's his boots? Where's his scarf? It's creepy. But in the end of the day, so I'm going to be now, and because of that, I ended up hiring a guy to shovel my walk. I can't shovel my walk in peace. It's absurd. So it cost me money, mamish. So anyway, it's creepy. So I'm going to be prevented, inhibited from using my chatzer. So that same thing could apply in a gina, but the application will be different. Here it's 7 feet, 10, 4 tefachim. Here it's 4 amas. Here it's yud tefachim. But it's the same yisoid. So if you preventing me from using my property because I'm nervous about you watching me, is a real thing, then Hezekiah, Shmei Hezek, then fine. If it's not a real thing, Hezekiah, Lav Shmei Hezek, that's your problem. Get a little, what do you care? Sticks and stones, who cares what your neighbor is texting you? It's your problem. So if Hezekiah, Lav Shmei Hezek, okay, then it applies in Chatzar and Gina too, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the application will be the same. Chatzar has one application, Gina has another application. Because they mean two different things. Using my property fully, I'm here, I might need a 10-foot wall. Here, I might need a 10-tefach wall. Fine. Maybe that's how the Rambam, understood. There are other Rishonim, though, who understood Hezekiah differently. That Hezekiah, Shmei Hezek, means you're damaging me. By you watching me, you're going to publish photos in the newspaper and it's going to cost me money. You're damaging me. It's a damage. I think that was how the Rimi Gash held. The Rimi Gash said, even if we had a chazakah of living this way before, if Hezekiah, Shmei Hezek, I have the right to petition you for a wall. Why? Because you're damaging me. That's not the damage of me being, intimidated from using my field. That's damage mamish. You're causing me a loss. You're causing me a loss. Because by watching me, you're causing me a loss. So now, that's a whole other perspective, right, on Hezek Riyash Shmei Hezek. Not just because I'm going to be scared to use my field. You can't call that a loss, right? I guess you could, but it's somewhat removed. You wouldn't say it's like you're hitting me. Sometimes I don't press charges, and then all of a sudden I start to press charges. I think you can only say that within, if you believe that this is considered to be a real damage. And the Ramban quotes the same thing in the name of the over here, Oisei, yeah, that even if we have a chazaka, that I let you use my property or whatever, we don't have a wall in between us, I could change my mind. There's no mechiva when it comes to hezek, because this is a hezek mamish. You're damaging me. So I think that that's the whole other perspective on hezek riya. That it's not that you're intimidating me from using my field, but you're damaging me. But the Rambam seems to have taken the other approach. Anyway, there's more to say about this chakir. It'll keep coming up in the sing of hezek riya shmei hezek. What does it mean, hezek riya shmei hezek? I'm intimidated from using my field, or you're actually causing me damages? We'll have to revisit it. All right, Chev, I'll say something on the parasha.